My entitled stepmom is making fun of me and bothering me, all because I won't compromise my faith, claiming that I'm just delusional and that I'm just brainwashed for the things that I believe. And at this point, I really want to move out, and I'm honestly not sure what to do. Here's what happened. So honestly, I need to give some background context, as this is going to be required to fully understand my situation. I'm a 23-year-old male, and I have an older brother who's 26, and my mom was old-school Catholic, and my dad was an atheist. My brother and I were raised Catholic, and my dad never minded. When I was about 11 years old, my parents got a divorce, and my dad ended up getting custody. Well, my mom changed after the divorce. My brother and I are no contact with her, and a little while after, my brother and I started being outspoken atheists just to stick it to my mom. In reality, though, my brother was just coming into his own, and the church just didn't have a place in his life, and I was the kid brother who followed his bigger brother. My dad almost instantly remarried to a woman I affectionately called the witch as a kid, because I didn't know how my dad loved her without her putting a spell on him or something like that. She was rude, elitist, she was a gold digger, and a total Karen. My dad changed too because of her. He still loved us and he tried his best with us. I mean, I will defend to the last day that he was a good father. His only flaw was his taste in women, but he never really was the same and always curtailed to his wife. As a kid, I was plagued by night terrors. I mean, I barely slept through most of middle school. Of course, my stepmother suggestion was medication and therapy. Nothing against it, but it wasn't what I needed. I know now I have trauma relating to my mother's awful behavior, as well as her encouraging my brother to do awful things. Well, one day I was searching through some old boxes, and I found my old communion cross gifted to me. Because of the nostalgia of a time where I actually had a family, I hung it onto my wall. After that, I slept like a baby for the first time in years. That was sophomore year of high school, and I realized that I just felt safe around Catholic symbols. It's not like anything else in that time of my life was comforting me, so I started escaping my home in the local church. The congregation accepted me, and I even became an apprentice with a blacksmith who went to the church. Around the start of my junior year, I was born again Catholic. I wore a cross that I forged myself every day. Now, on their face, my father and stepmother were supportive, and if Karen wasn't around, my dad genuinely supported me. He drove me to church and stuff like that, but my stepmother would ask me not to wear a cross out when there's guests over at the house, while also giving house tours to everybody that she would want, basically to show off how nice her house was. After I decorated my room with various religious items, she stopped showing off my room, which honestly I didn't mind. She also screamed at me if I ever dared leave my Bible anywhere outside my room, while also making snide comments towards me constantly. Now, at the age of 18, I enlisted and served 5 years in the Marines. I got home and I'm crashing in my old room. That is until my brother and I can rent an apartment together and I can start college. My stepmother introduced me to a daughter of her friends. She was pretty and nice when I met her, and I could tell the two mothers were trying to get us together, so I decided to just go with it. We went on 2 dates, and while we didn't really connect, I was having fun playing civilian, so I decided to keep going. But unfortunately, the friction started in the planning of the 3rd date over text messaging. The only day she was available was on Sunday, but I told her I was volunteering Sunday afternoon. She asked me if I could do it in the morning and try and have some kind of breakfast date, but I said that I was going to church. She said that she didn't know that I was religious, and I just replied by saying, yes, I am. And I even offered to see if she wanted to come and volunteer with me. I explained that I'm helping the church with a local fair, and local artists are selling work to raise money for the church. She was an artist, so I thought she would like it. She ended up declining, and then she stopped texting me. That was 2 days ago. And yesterday, I came back from a run to see my stepmother and this girl's mother having a brunch. I grabbed some water and had a very cordial conversation, and the topic of the 3rd date came up, and they asked me why I wouldn't go. Now, at this point, I was confused, and I said I would go, I just had plans on Sunday, and we needed to find a new date while also explaining what I was doing. My stepmother then said in a half-annoyed voice, oh, you're still doing that? Now, I learned from an early age that I can't even engage with her, so I just said to her, yes, I am, and I just walked away, wanting to let my frustrations out in another way. Well, apparently the mere mention that I was still in my religious phase gave that girl some kind of problem. Well, last night she knocked on my door and asked to talk, but she barged in before I could say no. Then she started talking to me about how a girl like that comes in once a lifetime, and I shouldn't be vindictive just because she doesn't share my delusions. Now, that honestly really confused me when she said that, because I was the one who was ghosted, and I never did anything to be vindictive. So I asked what she meant, and she went on one of her my voice is calm so I'm right rants about how I should have canceled my plans to take her out that Sunday, and that just because because my church says that men can treat women however they want, it doesn't mean that I should do the same. Now, at that point, I just left the room. She's impossible to fight with, and if she gets angry, then it's honestly a complete nightmare to deal with. I mean, I learned that on Christmas Eve when I was kicked out and left in the cold when I was 14 years old. After that, I haven't heard the end of it from my stepmother, saying that I just lost a girl over myth or that women don't like stuck-up men. And as per usual, my dad is staying out of it. As for the girl I was set up with, I really don't care. I mean, it's her choice, and honestly, I'm trying to ask out a childhood friend anyways. I think I was just being nice and taking her out. And also, I don't care that my family's atheist. They have every right to believe what they want. I mean, I served 5 years to protect that right. And I personally believe the worst sin one can commit is to deny someone their convictions. But it's honestly getting hard not saying something back. The rest of my family is either backing her or not getting into it. My step-aunts are sending me atheist articles and other gotcha pieces about how Sky Daddy doesn't exist. I'm literally the only member of the family that's not some kind of outspoken atheist. I mean, I'm already a black sheep for enlisting instead of going to some Ivy League college and not selling my soul to politics or business. I've asked them to stop, but my wishes are not being respected because they feel the need to reverse the brainwashing that I've apparently gone through. It's really getting annoying. I don't want to go low to no contact because I love my dad and they're apparently a package deal. Now, when it comes to my brother, he's the only one being rational and he's backing me up. He thinks the whole thing is stupid and is putting in more time looking for apartments for us so we can just leave the house. I'm not hopeful that they'll come around and accept me, but I'm not compromising my faith just because my stepfamily wants to be awful. And honestly, at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Your extended family are awful. I can't imagine coming after somebody all because of their religion. Like, seriously, there's nothing wrong with someone saying, okay, I want to be Catholic now. Like, the original poster is not hurting anybody. They're not going out of their way to attack anybody. They're just minding their own business and trying to worship and help out in the way they know how to do. It would be entirely different if this religion was causing some kind of like backlash or it was like really destructive in some kind of way. Like, that would be entirely different, and I would understand the step family being like, okay, we gotta get you out of this. But honestly, this really seems like this is a private situation, and this is something you try to follow yourself while also basically keeping it to yourself. Like, why do they care what religion you're following? Is it seriously that big of a deal where they have to get involved and assume you're brainwashed? I can't stand when people say that about anyone who's religious, by the way. That doesn't make sense to me, and honestly, like, people can make their own decisions. Just because somebody has faith in a different way than you doesn't mean they're brainwashed just because they believe it. Because that argument could be flipped on all the atheists in this guy's family that are treating him like garbage. But with all things considered, in my opinion, these people do not sound like good family members. Your stepmom sounds like a piece of work, and your father's a coward for not defending you more. I mean, he was supporting you as a kid, but now he's allowing his stupid stepwife to step in and treat you like garbage. And that is not okay, in my opinion. And the fact that he's letting this slide is so unacceptable. So truly, I don't blame you for keeping your faith, and hopefully when you move out and have your own place, you can finally start your own life, because your extended family sound absolutely awful. And honestly, the sooner you get away from them, the happier I truly think you are gonna be. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the Jerk for asking the lady sitting next to me at a concert to stop knitting? Here's what happened. So I went to a concert tonight at a seated venue to see a folk singer. The music is relatively tame and quiet and fairly emotional, and seeing this artist is a pretty immersive musical experience. Well, at least it is for me. I was really excited to see this particular show at a seated theater where it's easier to just focus on the music. I'd venture a guess that most of the people who would go to this type of show are going because they're emotionally invested in this person's music. The show starts and I notice the woman sitting directly next to me is knitting. I think to myself, well, that's odd, but I guess it's okay. But as the show went on, I kept finding myself so distracted by this knitting. I must have tried for a solid 30 minutes to ignore it, but the constant motion in my peripheral vision and the quiet clicking of the needles kept stealing my attention away from the show. After a while, I felt like I couldn't focus on the show at all, and all I could think about was whether I should try to politely say something or not. The woman was with a partner, and I noticed on their other side there were 2 to 3 open seats, so I finally worked up the courage to politely say something. Now, I thought the best and least disruptive way to do that was to write a note on my phone and show it to her, so that's exactly what I did. Here's what the note said. I'm sorry to ask, and I know this is probably ridiculous, but the knitting is really distracting me from enjoying the show. Would you mind mind either stopping or moving one seat over? Again, I'm so sorry. Now, I don't know. I assumed anyone who knitted in public, and especially somebody at this kind of show where it's really chill, was probably a generally chill person themselves. So I was not expecting the kind of negative reaction that followed. The woman gave me the nastiest look, let out an angry sigh, and then threw her hands up, dramatically stuffing her knitting stuff into her bag, and huffed and puffed to her partner, and then got up and completely left the show. I was so baffled by how angry she got, especially since I tried really hard to phrase this as politely as I could. I even considered that maybe there are reasons beyond my understanding why someone might not be able to sit still during a show and might need to keep their hands busy for some reason. I thought to myself, are they neurodivergent? Some kind of recovery or some other reason? So with all of that in mind, I really tried to avoid speaking up out of sensitivity. And again, it's why I included the suggestion that maybe she could just slide over instead of stopping completely. Now, I realize that knitting is definitely not the most disruptive thing a person could do at a concert, and I couldn't tell if me asking her to stop was unreasonable, and maybe I should have just sucked it up, but I thought I was polite about it, and I'm just still really shocked at how mad she got, and even more shocked that she completely left the show halfway through the set. So am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? I don't think you're the jerk at all. You paid to go to a concert, and this lady was interrupting that. She could have been playing on her phone, she could have been talking to a friend or tapping her foot, she could have been doing any number of things that would have been really distracting from the concert that you paid for. And I really want to emphasize that a lot. You paid to be there just like everybody else, so it's really unfair that somebody else is taking away from that experience. It's like when you go to a concert and someone's holding up a sign, and it's blocking your view of the concert itself. I don't know about you, but I've been on the receiving end of that, and trust me, everybody behind that person with a sign absolutely hates them. Put your sign down and get out of the way. Or when someone climbs up on someone else's shoulders in the same setting. Like seriously, get down or find another place to stand where you can see the concert. You're blocking the view for everybody else. And hey, maybe that's just me, but I honestly find all of these scenarios incredibly annoying. And here's the thing, if she was knitting during a concert that was a lot louder and had some kind of like energy behind it, then that really wouldn't be a problem. You probably would not hear the knitting at all and the clicking of the pins or anything like that. It would be completely drowned out by the music. But it sounds like this is not one of those concerts. This kind of seems like a more intimate and quiet experience, so I'm willing to bet there's some kind of like, I don't know, mutual understanding amongst audience members that you need to shut up if you're gonna be there. So no, in my opinion, I don't think you did anything wrong. I don't think you're the jerk, and honestly, the fact that that lady reacted in the way that she did is proof enough to me that she knew she shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. And honestly, if I was in your shoes, I probably would have done the exact same thing.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Am I the jerk for calling my fiance manipulative after she decided to come back in 6 months with an answer about whether or not she would get a prenup before we get married? Here's what happened. So my fiance and I have been together for 4 years and living together for 2. My fiance is a 28-year-old female and I'm a 31-year-old male. I'm a lawyer specializing in commercial real estate and wanted a prenup. I never thought about it until I was in a relationship, but I thought about it when we got serious and talked to her about it. I also watched some YouTube videos about men getting absolutely destroyed in divorce, and I got really scared. Now, when I talked to her about this, she was extremely angry and thought I was trying to take advantage of her, and I also did it because my parents wanted me to. They have some assets they want to pass along to me. It's not a huge amount, but it's essentially a $1 million house, which is only a 3-bed, 2-bath, but it's in an expensive city. We argued for like 6 months, and I agreed to drop the prenup conversation. The reason I did was because her salary is very high, and she is very hardworking. She is also very well educated with a master's degree, and her family is fairly well off as well. So I just don't think she would actually try to steal my money. She also is very prideful, and after talking to her, it seems she hates the idea of agreeing to sign a prenup more out of pride than anything else. I also accidentally told her my parents wanted it, which honestly really hurt their relationship. I got a lot of garbage from my dad, who had his money stolen by his first wife, and argued with him a lot about it. I had to shut them down, and they are angry at me for not doing what they want. We are very close to the wedding, about 2 months away. We are going to a coast in Italy to do the wedding, and then suddenly my fiance hands me the prenup and tells me to get a lawyer who specializes in it to read through and sign it. The prenup had most of what I wanted, but also some of what she wanted, and it was fair to first glance. Now, I was surprised because she was very much against the prenup, and now she's okay with it. I mean, I argued with my parents about all of this, and it damaged our relationship. I then got angry and I called her manipulative, and she shot back that she wasn't okay with it initially, and it took months of therapy for her to realize why she wasn't okay with it. She said she felt like I should be okay with proposing to her with full trust that she wouldn't try to mess me over, but now that I've done that, she's okay giving me the prenup that I want. I yelled at her that she was manipulative and should have told me earlier, and she argued I wanted the prenup because I watched some stupid man on YouTube and listened to my parents over her, so she needed to see if I would take her side. I'm still angry, but technically she agreed to the prenup. We have enough time to review and sign it, but I'm just angry at the way she agreed to it. It's almost like she planned this just to test me. So am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? Okay, this entire situation is such a mess. First off, I do think the original poster is a complete jerk. Like, seriously, this is not a good situation. First off, you actually went to your fiance and said, hey, I want a prenup. You know, the very thing that's a great way to start off your marriage. Nothing quite like getting married and saying, hey, I don't trust you. You want to have a prenup? And you only wanted that because you watched a YouTube video and you listened to your stupid parents. You let YouTube and your parents get in the way of your future marriage. Like, seriously, I don't think you're ready for marriage, and your fiance deserves a lot better than you. I'm just gonna say that outright. So with all that in mind, with all the things you lined up and how aggressive you were about her getting a prenup with you, after 6 months, she finally figured it out and said, okay, let's get a prenup. But then when she gives you the paperwork, you have the audacity to turn this around and be like, oh my gosh, you're so manipulative. How could you do this to me? Like, what are you talking about? This is literally what you wanted, right? Your paranoid self assumed that she was gonna try and mess you over at the end of the day. And now that she's actually doing what you want her to do, after 6 months of going to therapy to figure this out, you're now gonna get angry at her and be like, wow, I can't believe you would do this to me. Like, that is honestly the definition of insanity. She is literally doing exactly what you want, and it's still not good enough. So truly, with all things considered, I definitely think the original poster is a jerk. The way you went about this was so wrong, and it put your fiance in an awful position. Am I the jerk for telling my friend's girlfriend to stop trying to give me a reading with her tarot cards? Here's what happened. So my best friend has a girlfriend who is super weird, not just in the way she acts, but her whole personality as well. She believes in tarot cards, reading somebody's palms, crystal energy, and all that sort of crazy stuff. He started to bring her to group meetings, and she seemed like a relatively chill person. She was just chatting and smoking a little bit and stuff like that. Well, one time when I was at my best friend's house, though, she started to ask me what my zodiac sign is, while also telling me what crystals match my energy. There was another time when one of our other friends was going through a breakup, and she just straight up said to him, I guess that's what happens when a Virgo dates an Aries. It's just my personal opinion that anyone who believes in this stuff probably has some screws loose up there, but I didn't say anything because that's his girlfriend. But she started to talk about this stuff more and more. I invited my best friend round to my house one day, and when he arrived, his girlfriend was there too. I wasn't rude or anything, but also wasn't super friendly to her because I didn't even invite her over. For a while, we were watching a movie, that is, until she pulled out a pack of those tarot cards. She started telling me that she wanted to give me a reading, so I said no thank you because I wasn't interested. But she started pushing, saying that she just wants to see what my reading comes out as. I think the fact that this was in my house and that I had not even invited her in the first place made me fly off the handle. I ended up saying to her in a loud voice, I have a reading for you. Stop with this garbage and get real. She asked if I was being serious, and my best friend thought I was joking, but I kept a straight face and I said that I wasn't, and that I was fed up with all this psycho garbage. His girlfriend started crying and calling me names, and my best friend called me a jerk before leaving. A few other friends that know us all have literally agreed with me, saying that she tries to push that garbage on everybody, and they're all fed up with it as well. But some others say that I should have just let her do it, just to get it over and done with. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? I honestly think everybody kind of sucks here. Let's go through the list real quick. For starters, I think the way you reacted to this situation was so out of line. Like, there's no reason to act like that and freak out just because you don't like the fact that someone's into tarot cards. Which, by the way, I'm kind of in the same boat as you, but if someone believes in that stuff and it makes them happy, then go for it. It's literally harmless and it doesn't hurt me. So your reaction to her being like, hey, can I give you a reading or something like that, or whatever you do with tarot cards, that was so inappropriate. That was really rude. You've got to remember, that's your best friend's girlfriend. He does love her, and I think to a certain extent, there should be some semblance of mutual respect between you and his girlfriend, even if you don't see eye to eye, or even if it's over something so mundane as this. But on the other hand, the girlfriend absolutely stepped over the line. She clearly went out of her way to try and get a reading, and she's apparently been doing this to literally everybody. This is not an isolated incident. She's been doing this to everybody, and it's getting annoying. And like, here's the thing, don't get me wrong. If you believe in zodiac signs and crystals and tarot cards and reading of the palms and stuff like that, then go for it. You're not hurting me, you're not hurting people around you. And even though I don't believe in that stuff, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to practice that on your own. But when you start pushing your beliefs or your practices on other people, almost demanding that they participate in the things that you're doing, that in my opinion is where you absolutely cross a line. And at that point, it's no longer something that you believe in that you enjoy. And in that instance, it becomes super annoying. Like, I can understand why everybody would be getting frustrated at this lady and the fact that she's trying to get a reading on everybody around her. Like, that's really weird and that's really intrusive. Like, I don't know about you, but honestly, I wouldn't want to have to deal with that either. So I know if I was in your shoes, I would be apologizing to my best friend here. I'd be saying, hey, I'm really sorry about freaking out, but this stuff really bothers me. And then I would see if I could mend the relationship in some kind of way. But hopefully this can all blow over and everybody can just calm down, because the reaction from the original poster, as well as the pushy nature of this girlfriend, was overall completely out of line. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, check out Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked in the description.